Here, get up. What? Over here. What's the matter? You're in a boat from New York.
Well, that depends.
Oh, you want a password thing, don't you? Here, grab this. If you're hungry, try Joe Lyons.
Well, have you got it?
You're not so fast, mate. It's your turn.
Okay. No thanks. I've had breakfast. Now, where is it?
You'll have to... Get out! Please. Come on. That's all I need. They ripped him to pieces.
My name's Adam Kane. Kane, Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
Dead for a ducat.
Oh, you're still here.
Did you speak to him?
Of course I spoke to him.
And?
Well, you know Maynard. He's always played his cards close to his chest.
He must have said something.
Oh, yes. He talked and talked and finally said nothing.
And Eichel?
He pretends to know nothing about him.
That bloke's CIA. I'll swear he is. I've seen him before.
Yes, he sounds rather more like the Mafia to me.
Yeah, a bit of a gangster. But Zoot Eichel is CIA.
Zoot. Where on earth does a man get a name like that?
In America.
I've no doubt. Oh, it's a headache, isn't it? The special branch are worrying me to death, Adam. We'll have to come up with something.
I'll talk to him.
Eichel?
Who else? Well, you might get up and say hello.
Yeah.
Eichel, you're in trouble.
So they tell me. The fuzz.
You don't sound worried enough.
Listen, you're DI-6, right?
Yeah.
And I'm CIA. You know how these things work. Your brass speaks to my brass, somebody writes a letter, and the whole thing's over. Terribly sorry, Mr. Heinkel, but we have to do these things. Come back soon. Hope we haven't inconvenienced you.
Someone was killed.
Yeah, sure, I know. I was there. He was burned with a Burt gun.
Cocky Flanagan, a copper's narc, well known.
A copper's who?
You'd call him a stool pigeon.
Oh, yeah.
You were standing next to him.
Yeah, but I didn't burn him.
Yeah, I'm sure about that. Unless you found a way of making burp guns disappear into thin air.
Like I told you, I was walking along, minding my own business, when this car rolls past and burns him. Nothing to do with me.
I don't believe you.
That's not my worry.
Afraid it is, Uncle. You know Hank Maynard?
Sure thing. Hank sent me here.
He doesn't know you.
You're kidding.
I've just spoken to him. He says he's never heard of Zoot Eichel.
He's lying.
Yeah, that's what I think. Now, why do you think your boss would lie about a thing like that?
Well?
Nothing.
What are we going to do?
They pulled him.
Yes, I suppose so.
Except it don't answer one thing.
What Heinkel was doing here.
Just why he was talking to Flanagan, and why Flanagan was burned.
What?
Killed.
That's two things.
I've got an idea.
Oh, every little helps.
We let him go, Heinkel.
Oh, special branch, you're going to love that. They had him pegged an IRA collaborator.
We let him go and tail him. See who he contacts.
They won't buy it, Adam.
Then we'll never know, will we?
I'll never persuade SB.
Then I'll spring him.
You're what?
Let him escape.
You can't do that.
Watch me.
I'll be hung, drawn, and quartered if they know we'd arranged it. Do you think it'll work, Adam?
Comfy?
Yeah. Lovely. Where are we going?
Little place in the country.
I know those little places in the country. We got a few of those as well, you know. Heavy stuff, huh? Third degree.
Not if you cooperate.
No dice.
Good evening.
What's the matter? Why are we stopping?
Traffic light. It's red. We stop for those here in England.
Yeah. Hey, have you got a light, buddy?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, certainly.
Sorry about this, buddy. But out you go!
Didn't have to hit me that hard, did you?
Now let's hope Viv doesn't lose him.
He's gone to ground, Adam.
Great, where?
Belt Radio.
You're kidding.
I'm in a phone box across the street. Belgrade News, you know it?
I'll find it. Hey, what's he doing there, for Pete's sake?
Why don't you come and find out?
Now, don't try anything.
There's no need for that.
Sorry, gotta be careful.
You have indeed, with my neck. This is my house. We'll have no mafia tactics here, please.
I'm CIA.
Yes, of course. There's a subtle difference, isn't there? One is above the law. I forget which.
This is your idea, Messler, not mine.
It wasn't my idea to hide you, Heinkel. That wasn't supposed to happen. I'm taking an awful risk, even allowing you to be here.
No risk.
You might have been followed.
I wasn't. I'm a professional, buddy. I know these things.
I sincerely hope you're right. I have a position in this country. I can't afford to be compromised.
You can't afford to let them give me the third degree either, can you, Messler? You'd hate them to know why I'm here, wouldn't you, old buddy? Adam.
Is that a place?
Yes. Number 27.
Blimey, it's a palace.
It's rather nice. Did you bring the directory?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, here it is. 27. Good heavens.
You know the blood?
Well, of course. So do you. So does half of England. That house belongs to Sir Edward Messler.
The Atomic Energy Blood?
Chairman and technical director of the Atomic Energy Board.
Oh, blimey.
I don't like it at all.
I hate it. What are we going to do?
Well, you've had all the bright ideas up to now.
I didn't expect this.
I think it's time we had another word with Hank Maynard.
I don't believe it.
He wasn't lying this time, Adam. I'm sure of that.
Yeah, maybe I do believe it.
Heinkel is a rogue. He's run off from the CIA with his credentials. Maynard is as anxious to get to the bottom of this as we are.
Maybe we shouldn't have let him go.
Now you tell me.
On the other hand, at least we have a clue.
To what?
I don't know. Just a clue.
I think it's time we admitted our mistake.
And hand the whole thing back to Special Branch, knowing what we know, Messler.
We can't do that.
We do it ourselves, Viv, before Devenish finds out.
Oh, I've forgotten about him.
I haven't. Viv, first thing we do is get a file on Messler. There must be one.
Well, certainly there is. He has a security clearance, and so he has a file. A very extensive one.
His family, his staff, everything. I want to know everything about Messler.
Oh, that was nice.
Thank you, sir.
You're a swell cook, you know that?
Sir Edward has never complained.
Now, just a little thing to round it off.
Pudding, sir?
What?
Sweets.
Oh, no, no. No, not that. Look, you're a Scotch, right?
Scots.
Like I said. So what about a bottle of the original?
For what, sir?
Whiskey.
I'll see what Sir Edward says. He's very particular about his liquor supply.
Yeah, sure. He'd better be very particular about his guests, too. I might get real mean.
Daddy, are you? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Come in. Who are you?
I might ask the same question.
Well, I'm a guest. Honored guest. Now, don't tell me. You're the old man's kid, right?
Where's Daddy?
Well, he had to go out. Ain't it a shame? Now, you've got to entertain me. Ain't that the custom? Come on, sit down and tell me all about yourself.
Excuse me, sir. I couldn't find Sir Edward, but I brought you this. Oh, Miss Olivia.
Put it down, MacDonald.
Thank you. All right.
That's right, kid. You going to join me?
Put it down.
What?
I know how to use this revolver. I'm rather a good shot.
Hey, steady on, kid.
Now, step away from that table. That's better. I want to know exactly who you are and what you're doing in my house.
Yeah, but I don't get it, Viv. How the heck could you let something like this go?
You can't blame a man for what his family do. Well, not always.
But his daughter. His only child.
Lots of young people have behaved rather strangely in the last few years.
Yeah, but this is a bit more than strange. The daughter of a top man like Messler. Director of all our blasted atoms. Here, do you want to read it again?
I know what it says.
Olivia Jennifer O'Neill Messler, age 23. Convicted on 3 counts of possessing a dangerous weapon, disregarding police instructions, suspected of belonging to a radical left-wing group known as Red Awakening. Registered member of the Communist Party of Great Britain. Now what do you think Uncle's up to?
I must say I didn't expect an American.
Then just who did you expect?
One of ours. One of the bright, young, chinless machines from the Foreign Office. Or the Home Office. Or DI6. Who are you?
Look, why don't you put that down and we can...
Sit down.
Okay, okay. Just hedging my bets. That's a lot better. You sit down, sweetheart. Pity about the nice ceiling, but a plaster will put it right, though.
Oh, Miss Olivia, are you...
Oh. You go and find your boss, wherever he is, and get him in here.
How dare you, shooting guns in the sitting room, Miss Olivia.
She's just fine, and she'll stay that way. Now, you get Messler here pronto, you hear? We've been playing this game about an hour too long. It's over.
Well, according to our man, they're all in there now. Messler, Hanko, and the daughter.
The housekeeper?
A woman called McDonald.
I've read the file. Is she in there?
I didn't think to ask. I imagine so.
So?
Well, I don't know quite what to do. I'd hate to compromise, Sir Edward.
Compromise? You know, Viv, sometimes you make the funniest remarks.
Well, do you think so?
He's in this up to his neck.
In what? That's the question.
I've got a shrewd idea. A very shrewd idea.
Not too much water. That's fine. Don't get any crazy ideas about throwing it in my face. The girl will get it long before the scotch touches me. Thank you. Now, sit down next to her.
Daddy, who is he?
His name's Hankel.
Right. But you knew that, didn't you, lady? Now, do you play it my way, Messler?
I thought we had an agreement.
She's changed all that.
I don't see how.
I decide, Messler. It's my game. You want to see the material again?
No, thanks.
Maybe the girl...
No!
Now, Miss Messler, suppose you tell me everything from the beginning.
Tell you what?
Little things, you know, like when you joined the Reds, when you started building bombs to blow up your system, what happened to my friend Cocky Flanagan.
You know what happened to him.
Your lot do that?
Of course.
Oh, Olivia.
Nice little girl you've got here, Messler. Got nice pals with burp guns. They make the IRA's game sound like a Girl Scout picnic. Tell me, why didn't you shoot me as well as Flanagan?
We meant to.
Oh, what happened?
We missed. Bad luck, wasn't it?
Yeah, for you, lady.
I'm going in.
It might be a mistake.
Yeah, but it's one we got to make. Leaving it too long could also be a mistake. Get the blokes to cover all the exits.
Adam, do be careful. He's an important man. There could be repercussions.
Yeah, Bleaton, well, will be if we don't do something now.
Yes, I'm inclined to agree with that. Oh, heavens.
Now, what's the matter?
I wish I knew what was going on, that's all.
I refuse to believe that you...
Oh, for heaven's sake!
Olivia!
Yes, it's true. All of it. And a lot more that you don't know about, and Mr. Zoot, whatever, certainly wouldn't know about.
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
Well, it doesn't matter now, anyway.
What are you going to do?
Like we said in the beginning, you hand over the little parcel, and I don't hand over this packet of photographs, the newspaper, or the fuzz.
You wouldn't have gone to all this trouble for simple blackmail.
Simple, a man calls it. That little parcel is worth a cool $3 million underground. On the open market, it may be 10 times that much.
What is it?
Something you should like,
sir. It doesn't matter.
Tell her.
No!
Well, if my reputation's being bought and sold, I'd like to know the price.
Lady, you got no reputation.
You
stupid! Never, for heaven's sake, sit down, Olivia. It's too late for that now.
Yeah, listen to the old man. Right. Then I tell her. You know what plutonium is?
Yes, of course.
So you know how tough it is to get.
Everybody knows that.
Now, let's say some little tin pot Arab king could buy tons of the stuff and build his own little nuclear devices.
Now, please.
Your modest old man won't take the credit. His smart alecks have gone and invented a do-it-yourself plutonium mine.
Daddy.
Yes.
A cheap way to produce plutonium.
In almost unlimited quantities.
Then anybody could...
Uh-huh. If they got these plans, sure thing. Maybe 3 million's not enough. Maybe the traffic will stand 1 million or 2 more.
I thought it was only money.
What was?
The price. I thought he'd blackmail you for money, Flanagan.
You knew all the time.
Right, her pals knew.
That information he's trying to sell you, the photographs. We knew Flanagan had stolen them, was trying to sell them.
So you burned him. But I'd already collected, and I want more than money.
Where did you find out?
It doesn't matter. Come on, hand over. Let's finish this.
No!
It's too late to play the hero, lady.
You can't give in, Daddy. It'll be the end. A terrible war.
Oh, sure. That's cool. War is fine as long as you're the only side waging it. You kids make me sick. Come on, Messler. It's late, and BI-6 aren't going to stay stupid forever.
There was one light on in the house, the front room. It stood to reason they were all in the same place. I couldn't work it out. There was something wrong about the whole thing. Zoot Eichel couldn't be that stupid. He'd been trained by the CIA. Yeah. But then greed does funny things to the best trainer. He gives a bloke blinkers, cuts out the peripheral vision. Funny, I wasn't greedy. Where did I go wrong? They were in there all right. Three of them. Father and daughter on the long sofa. Eichel in the chair opposite them. I could just catch the voices, so I listened. And the picture made sense at last. No point in storming in. Go back to Viv and do this thing properly. Maybe I was feeling a bit too pleased with myself.
Don't move. I've got a gun at your back. Whoever you are. A shotgun.
Oh, blimey.
Who are you?
You're MacDonald.
Come on. You're with him, aren't you? The Yank. You're a gangster.
No, lady. I'm on the side of the Angels. DI-6.
He's a terrible man.
So say all of us. I'm trying to stop him. And you'd be clever to help me.
I wish I could believe you.
Look, this house is surrounded by DI-6. We are trying to get your boss out of the fire.
And Miss Olivia?
Too late for her. She started the fire.
Oh.
You like her?
I've seen her grow, you see.
Yeah.
The bear never had a mother.
Well, we'll be as gentle as we can. You give me the shotgun. Come on, MacDonald. It's the best. You can't fight him on your own.
What are we going to do?
I was going back to get help, but now... Listen, how brave are you, MacDonald?
What do you mean?
Well, there's one way to make sure they don't get hurt. Messler and his daughter, one sure way.
I'll help you. Whatever you see.
Right. He'll leave here, the Yank, on his own. When he gets outside, we've got him. They'll still be in here and safe.
But what must I do?
You go in there. Take him tea or something. Wait until he leaves. Go to the door. Then stand at the window and raise one hand. Have you got that?
Which window?
Well, there's only one in that room. We can see it from the street.
All right.
He won't get nasty in here. Not if he thinks he's onto a good thing and in the clear, MacDonald. It shouldn't be dangerous.
Will you kill him?
We may have to.
Good. He's an evil man.
Right. Slowly now. Push it across the table.
Now, your side of the bargain.
I don't have to bargain, do I? Since I've got the gun.
I didn't think you'd play. Those pictures are too valuable to you, aren't they?
See anyone? I'll throw you some tea.
Stay where you are.
Oh, dear. He's got a gun.
Now, put that tray down. Stand over there by the window. Right, Messler, I'm going.
And I'm coming with you.
No, Miss Olivia.
Why, Olivia?
He has my past in the brown paper bag. He might as well have my future as well. There isn't much for me here.
Suit yourself, girl. But you behave right. Goodbye, Messler. Sorry I'm not leaving you much. I didn't plan it that way.
No, sir, don't let him go.
I can't stop her, MacDonald. Perhaps it's better this way. I've told the sniper to shoot Adam. I may not kill him, but I'm not taking the chance of letting him go. Well, he's got in that packet.
Yeah, his best.
Ah, the woman at the window.
Huh? Here. Lift in an arm.
Stand by.
Right, sir.
What you doing?
Two arms? Lifting both her arms? Did you tell her to lift...
No. She's overreacting, that's all. There he comes.
Get him! No, don't shoot that... You didn't tell me the girl was leaving with him.
I didn't know. But I'm not sorry.
Adam.
She's happier. I'm sure about that.
I must say I was sorry about the girl. Nestor took it very well.
I wasn't. She was an hopeless case, Viv. A victim of her generation. Pity, but it had to be like that. Nestor's been spared her trial, anyway.
Yes, pity, though.
Tell me one thing, Viv.
What?
If someone offered you $3 million, just how far would you have gone?
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.